Hey Casey, you are just in the throes of having a big event this Saturday. I guess it's your second Chairs That Care auction?
It is. It's coming up this Saturday, and it starts at 4 at our Paris Winery.
Now, I reckon that people around Paris can see these chairs that are being created for auction.
Correct. We have those actually set up here at our Cancer Care Center right now. And we are planning on taking them to the downtown businesses this afternoon and setting them up.
So the auction and social at the Paris Winery starts at 4, and you say it'll be done by 7. And tell us what's going to go on in that interval.
Okay, we're going to start at 4. We're going to have a live and silent auction. We have free wine tasting. We have hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and we'll just have a really good time, and Trifecta will be there, and they'll sing, and they're going to sing as long as somebody's out there. So if there's people out there past 7, then they're going to keep singing.
Tell me where the money being raised goes.
3 years ago, in November, we started a fund called the Care and Hearts Fund, and it stays here at our local cancer care center. And that money goes for patients who are in need, an assistant of, like, their insurance premium, transportation to and from treatment, medication that they cannot afford, just anything that we can assist them with to make this whole diagnosis of cancer a little bit easier and stress-free on them.
I bet you encounter some pretty heart-rending situations.
We do. Last year, the Care and Hearts Fund helped one of our gentlemen who was undergoing treatment, and he had brain cancer. And in the middle of the summer, it was really hot. Their air conditioning unit went out, and they was unable to get it fixed. Well, he was going through some, changes, and he was really being affected by it. So the Care and Hearts Fund went and got a window unit and put it in his bedroom. And just within 2 hours, his whole demeanor had changed just from having cool air that he could, sit under, and he felt so much better.
Your organization also offers a cancer survivor and caregiver support group.
Yes, we do. It's on Thursdays. It's once a month. And anyone can come and attend. We provide lunch. It's for patients, caregivers, family, friends, neighbors, anyone who would like to come and sit in. And we actually have a really big turnout. We have anywhere from 12 to 25 attenders.
It helps to talk about it.
It does, and it makes them feel so much better that they have someone that can, be there who knows exactly what each one of them is going through.
Well, I'm curious to know, in addition to Chairs That Care, the event, how else do people get involved with the Caring Hearts Fund?
Well, anyone can donate at any time. They just send donations here to the Cancer Care Center in Paris. And we also have other fundraisers. We have ribeye steak sandwich sales throughout the year. We are fixing to get up and going in memory of Garden, and we're going to be selling stepping stones that will be engraved in memory of and a date, and it's going to be like a three-line stepping stone that we're going to sell, and it's permanent. We are going to have it here at our cancer center, so that's something big that's fixing to come up after the chair auction. Just different things that we just try to come up with. And it's not just the same thing every year. We try to be creative and come up with something new.
Do you get any other funding?
We do not at this moment. We have applied, and, we're waiting to hear back. But it's just one of those things that we just, kind of raise money and funds on our own. And we have a lot of individuals that will send money in honor of or in memory of someone. So, that helps out a lot. And we always send out thank you letters and acknowledgments to those family members.
Well, it's awfully nice to know that people like you are on duty. Tell us what criteria one must have to apply for help from Caring Hearts.
We just have a simple little one-page application, and it's just the basic information, name, address, phone number, and your monthly bills. You know, we haven't turned down anyone that has applied because we understand that, you know, a cancer diagnosis is very, very stressful. And so for us to be able to help someone in need, you know, and we kind of figure that if they're coming to us for assistance, they need it. Nobody else sees the information but myself, and we don't hand out cash. We do it by pharmacies will bill us. We will get the invoice from insurance companies for their insurance premiums. We have to show and account for everything that we help someone with. So we don't turn away anyone.
Now, I know that you have more to do with your time, but I wonder if the chairs that have been donated so far can be seen online anywhere.
They can. We started a Caring Hearts Fund Facebook page, and every time one is brought in, then we upload them. And just today alone, I probably have 15 that I need to get uploaded. They are so unique, and there are some that are funny and antique and old and simple. And, I mean, it's great. The community really comes together, and it seems like it's grown bigger this year than last year.
Are you still welcoming donations of chairs?
Definitely. We will do it up until, of course, I work Monday through Friday here at the Cancer Center, and those chairs can be dropped off here. If they're, for some reason someone can't get their chair here, if they'll just let us know, we'll arrange for that to be picked up. But I will take them until I leave at 4:30 on Friday.
And you're at 1290 Kelly Drive in Paris.
We are.
Excellent. Casey Brown, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
The Chairs That Care auction, again, is Saturday at the Paris Winery from 4 to 7. Tickets are $10 and include a free wine tasting, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres.